The money is going towards reconstruction in seven areas, such as demining, energy infrastructure, building temporary bridges, and other urgent resources. At next Monday's conference, the two countries are expected to sign 10 memorandums of cooperation, agreeing on the future of Japan's involvement in Ukraine's reconstruction. These will involve medical care, cybersecurity, and wind farm projects. Prime ministers from the two countries will attend the conference, as well as business lobby heads and 300 other officials. While Japan constitutionally cannot provide military assistance, it has previously done so by proxy. In January, it gave $37 million to a NATO fund supporting Ukraine, which provided some military hardware, such as aircraft detection systems. Chris Gilbert in Tokyo.